G'day guys, welcome back to Dylan Friends. This week, big show. A special treat. I have four of the biggest names in the game. Tommy Mitchell, Lachie Neal, Paddy Cripps, and the love child of Dylan Friends. I'm not sure if that's legally allowed to be said because he's his own man, but I do love this man, Matty Rao. It's not very often you get to see this, but at Dylan Friends Studios and Enterprises, we get the biggest names in the game at once, getting their opinions on footy, what's going to happen at the end of the year, Brownlow, Coleman's, rising stars, and everything else in between. And we also talk about a massive venture they've all come together, starting an app called Ball Magnets, which you'll find out a lot about today. So without further ado, let's go.
My name is Deborah, Dylan's mum. Welcome to the Dylan Friends podcast.
Many ways, I've been waiting my whole life for this moment.
Tears.
Strength.
I'm like, I run. She's like, everyone runs. I'm like, but does everyone go to the Olympics?
They're sitting there meditating, going, oh my God, I think I'm meditating. How good is this? I'm meditating. It's
like, they had a Wu-Tang call. I was like, yo, Dylan, thanks for getting us in.
Just love it.
It's knuckle puck time. Yeah. It's like
don't forget to subscribe and leave a review.
Wow, gentlemen, does not get bigger than this. This is very, very exciting. Dylan Friends, Ball Magnets collaboration. Lachie Neal, Matt Rao, Pat Cripps, Tom Mitchell, Dil Buckley. Welcome.
Big five. It's pretty big.
It's
fat,
big.
Fat five.
You honestly don't normally get like four of the game's generation's best players in a room together like this.
Are you including yourself in the four?
And it's really good to have Paddy Cripps here as well. So. Cripps, thanks for coming along, mate.
Third time, mate. Been a pleasure.
I said, oh, man, this is your third time on the show. You're nearly going to have to start paying rent.
Yeah, I'm sick of being on it.
Yeah.
I got four cities.
I feel the angst from you. This is actually getting awkward. No, mate, it's an honour to have you all in all seriousness. It's very exciting. It's going to be a great show. As we said, Dylan Friends, Ball Magnets, going to have a bit of a chat about footy, but also what you four are up to off field, because it's big things, and things that I love is footy and entrepreneurs. Give us a quick rundown of Ball Magnets, Tommy, because we'll get into this throughout the day. But firstly, Ball Magnets, what is it? Why are we here? What are we excited for? What's coming?
Yeah, well, it's been in the works for probably 12 months. So, you know, the boys got together, I reckon it was March last year. So around the time of COVID, and we just sort of come up with a concept of, you know, what would we love as kids to, you know, improve our footy, and, you know, you sort of look up to your idols when you're a bit younger. And we sort of wanted to create something that we would have loved if we were putting ourselves in those shoes again. So, yeah, it was probably inspired a little bit through COVID, where kids had no footy training or games to play. And so we're like, how can we contribute and give back and share our knowledge, give some tips and things away that we don't normally give. So share some secrets, not just the stock standard media answers that you get on your Dylan Friends type podcast.
No,
but
it's actually got some depth to it.
Yeah, and also have a bit of fun. Like, we've created some pretty fun challenges and some engaging stuff that's going to be pretty competitive and tough, and some of the stuff that we even find tough to do. So I think people love it.
So it's an app, Crip. What are the age? What demographics are we looking at here? Who's going to be downloading this app?
Look, we're probably aiming for more 12 to 20. Like Tommy said, it's going to be pretty challenging. But I think it'll be for everyone. Like,
yeah. So if someone, say like myself, is ready to come back and wants to sort of get back
into it. Yeah, I think it might be a bit tough for you. But everyone else. No, it's like Tommy said, it's a great app that we want to help the younger generation come through, learn their skills and get better basically, and get out with mates and practice these things. I know you only have to look at the world now that technology's taken over. So we can get the guys outdoors with their mates, enhancing their skills and having a bit of fun. Then it's done its job, I reckon.
It has, and it will. It's very exciting. Speaking of technology, there's no bigger man on technology than our friend Matty Rao. He's just, look at him wearing the Dylan Friends jump today. You think you can love him, then you love him more. It hurts my heart, but it's a good thing. Matty, I'm putting you all on the spot here. Have a think about this, but I was thinking about this coming in because I love this Ball Magnets idea. I reckon it's incredible. And I was thinking, when I was a kid, if I could look back now, what would be the one skill you would think is most important going into AFL? Like, for example, mine would be, if I could go back and train myself, I would think, I wish I was better at endurance going into football, because I think I was like, shit, I'm quick, you know, I can do these things, but endurance, the way the game goes now, it's not something that you can build up overnight. And if you can get a head start at getting better at that before you get to the AFL, it's going to hold you in better stead.
Yeah. Well, I think this app does that really well. Just gives good insights into what we really value in the game. And I think a lot of the ball work and the touch work is really good. And I think it's really important. We all do a lot of it at our clubs, and I don't think you can do enough of it as a kid growing up. And I know when I was a kid, I did a lot of that, and I think it's put me in good stead in my career. And
I think that's fair to say.
Yeah, just the basic fundamentals. You can't get enough of it, and it puts you in good stead. So I think you can't forget about the fundamentals.
Ruba, Neely, your favourite skill, what would you think is the most important for a young player coming through, or yourself?
Yeah, I think, well, mine, and I reckon as a kid as well, was like being clean with the footy.
Yeah.
It just gives you so much more time in AFL. If you fumble, you got pressure on you straight away. So that was probably the big one for me growing up, was making sure I took the ball clean every time. We'll try to, didn't always happen, but as Maddie said, working on it now every day still, making sure that I work on those ground balls and even off the rucks and whatnot, just taking it one take, and then you just get so much more time with the footy. If you fumble, it's all over, mate. So
that's true.
That's what I saw with you, I reckon.
Yeah, just too many fumbles. That was from experience.
Those almost touches.
Yeah. If I had this app, things could have been different. Tommy, what's your favorite? What's your one skill you'd tell to people? This could be the skill that is yes or no for some people.
Yeah, well, probably one that's not spoken about, which and is hard to teach, I guess, is the game awareness and reaction times. And I think, there's the skills, which is the real obvious stuff, but being able to read the game is so important, because you're just a step ahead. So you can be the slowest player in the comp or whatever, but are you saying I am? I probably am.
If you are, which I probably am.
Yeah. No, but things like that. So I think we want to teach some intuition to the game, some how to read it, some stuff which, the guys you're looking at around here, these guys, they're who they are for a reason. And obviously it's the work they put in, the skills, but it's the knowledge. And I think we want to share that knowledge rather than give the stock standard straight bad answers, and share some secrets and what's going to give them the edge, I think.
Love it. Drip?
Oh, there's a mix of everything on there. I think there's a lot around the stoppages. Obviously, we've got a lot of stoppage players here, so we all share our insights on that. There's also the strength and conditioning side. I know Erin Phillips has done a lot of work on that too. Mm. So she's been the best AFLW player probably in the game over the last 3 years. So I think we'll even learn a bit off her, especially with her sporting background. But there's heaps of stuff, mate. Like anything, you gotta put in the work, and this is just insights of how we actually do things, and you put the work in, then results usually come your way.
You do, and I haven't played with you three before, but I remember one thing Crip did do, and not to pay Mark, because I'm sure you guys do this as well, but as a young bloke, he would, those nets on the, after the track, they got the nets on the
rebound
roof,
nets.
The rebound nets. Yeah. He used to ask me to hang on to his shoulders, like, literally hang on to his shoulders. And I was like so tired after training that I didn't even want to do that. And he was like hanging, like I was hanging off his shoulders while he was taking the rebound net. So I think I've answered it better for you, that one. I think that's your best skill that maybe we can get on the app.
That's actually my tip. So.
That was your tip. Yeah. Okay.
Were you hanging off him like Tom Papley? Have you seen that photo?
Yeah, pretty much. I was just hanging off him. But yeah, it didn't help me too much. You're very antsy. It's actually 7 a.m. in the morning. You've got training at 7:30, so you're going to have to shoot off.
I've got training at... Well, I've got to get on the bus at 8.
Yeah, so
I've got...
So Fags wasn't too keen on...
Like, he doesn't know. I just didn't tell him that beautiful. I was here. Okay. So yeah, we're in hiding at the moment.
Good. Real man, how are you feeling? I want you back. When can we expect the big man back?
Hoping maybe around the bye or something, the game after, but I'll try and cut it down to 10 weeks or something and get back a bit earlier. But we'll see. So yeah, it'll be good when I'm back out there.
I'll start tuning into footy again. I haven't really been paying much attention really out there. Okay, this is actually what I want to talk about, because taggers, okay? If you're a tagger, you're nearly getting sacked before you get fired. Like, you're there. No, like, you're tagging the game's best player. You nearly, the first time you get the role, you nearly don't want to go that well, because then you get it every week. And then it sort of seems like taggers never quite keep doing it for a while. Like, it always ends. Firstly, what do you think about taggers? Should they be allowed? Do you like them? What's your opinion on them? You don't all have to answer it, but I suppose you had last week. What were your thoughts on getting tagged?
Well, that's your point just there. I wanted to keep Mark O'Connor getting the game and whatnot. I've got a good mate, Link McCarthy, who loves Mark O'Connor. So he just said, just let him tear you up and then he'll keep getting the game. So
you know what annoyed me last night? That was like, they were like, Mark O'Connor's kept locking into 16, Tommy's still 24. I was like, I'll be pretty fucking wrapped with those stats. Too.
It's a day out for Dill Buckley.
You keep me to 16, I'm like pretty happy. I was happy with like 11. So no, all good on that front. Boys, this is a bit of a tidbit before we get into things now. If you could bring any player into your team this season, doesn't have to be the best player in the comp, just something on basically on needs of what you feel like your team needs, who would you bring in?
Jeez, good question. Oh, yeah. You're talking from inside mid point of view, you're getting a ruck in.
Yeah, good ruck.
And I think from the game's so centre bounce orientated now, a bit of high scoring. I think Nat Nui's as important as ever. He's got to look at the Eagles play.
Because there's not as much stoppages now, is it? 50% less, isn't it?
I think around the ground, but the way the scoring's gone up, so there's a lot more centre bounces, which is good. I love centre bounces, to be honest.
Yeah.
I think Nat Nui, Maxi Gawn, Brody Grundy, the three pre gun rucks in the comp, and Mark Pitnett. Pitto's been bloody good for us. Pitto, this year.
Yeah.
Love
yeah.
Big Pitt. Big Brad, we call him.
Big strength.
Strength. Yeah. Strength. So, yeah, I think if you get first use, it gives your midfielders a huge advantage.
Like it. Anyone else beside Ruckman?
I'm loving watching the Bont at the moment.
Yeah.
The way he goes about it.
He's like pretty good. He's pretty stiff not to make the ball magnets, but realistically.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's probably pretty complete at the moment when he's up and going. Yeah.
I think he was asking a bit too much.
Whose spot would he take?
I can't split him at all. He's not getting in. On my watch anyway, us five together, we're sort of going to be in. Tommy, Hawks need anything in particular?
I was going to actually say the Bont as well. I'd be hard to go past Dusty. Just having a player that can, I don't know how we missed him, but having a player who just wins games off his own boot.
Yeah.
It's literally like, you're down at halftime. Like, come on, Dusty, just need a bit from you here, mate. Get it done. And he just does it time and time again. He's just a freak, that bloke.
Give us a undercover Raps player in the AFL at the moment that is not getting the credit they deserve. We love doing this one. Like a young player that you feel like is going to be the next gun. That we might not know yet.
For us, you probably saw him on the weekend, Zach Bailey. Oh,
I love him.
Yeah, I love him too.
I think he's going to be a star. Oh. He's fast. He's pretty clean. Got beautiful skills.
Yeah.
And he's just starting to play a little bit more midfield. So for us, next few years, he'll play like more inside mid time and start dominating, I reckon. So I'm looking forward to watching him come through.
Yep. Anyone else got anyone?
Quite a few, like the, I reckon, under the radar at the Blues. I reckon he's probably not under the radar now, but Fogarty got it from Geelong.
I started Fogarty.
Yeah.
To be honest. I love this bloke. Yeah, I'm claiming it.
After our podcast, that's when
that's true.
I heard you say, so I was like, yeah, I'm on him as well. He's really my favourite player at the moment. He's just clean. Michael Gibbons, the other one, he's just clever. I love playing with him. And then your mate, Jackie Nunes.
He's been good.
He's underrated. He just gets the job done. Loves a scrap, which is always good. So.
He kicks good. He just doesn't disappoint kicking goals either. He doesn't kick a bad goal.
No, he doesn't. But if you start a fight, he's paying $1.01 to be the first one. First man, he loves it.
He gets that real red skin when you like, you know, when you like wrestle people and they just get like really just scratches everywhere. That's him. Anyone from your
Well, we're pumping up our own teams here, so I'm gonna have to plug a few Hawks boys. Blake Hardwick, just your old fashioned footballer, and CJ. He's gonna be
exciting.
He did one thing yesterday. And he was on the halfback flank, and he sort of turned someone inside out, handballed to someone, got it back, hit the 45.
Yeah.
If you hit 45s in my book, I love you straight away. But it was unbelievable. Man, I was like, this bloke is going to be a star.
Just raw athleticism, like so fast, so fit. And he's just sort of learning his craft now. But like, he could be anything. Like he's already a fan favorite, cult hero. And he's only played less than 10 games. So we love him. And hopefully he just keeps building. He's going to be a star.
Love it. Rowdog. Dog.
I'm from the Suns, Charlie Ballard. He's pretty unassuming.
You love him, fullback.
Yeah, and he's usually undersized, but he just gets the job done. Good intercept mark and just goes about his business, which I like. And he's a good mate of mine up there. And I like the way he's going about it.
Shout out to Big Chaz.
The Big Chazlick.
Good things from Big Chaz. He's just got the big Inspector Gadget. Bit of a Dustin Fletcher type.
Yeah.
I like him. You here, mate?
I'll order the Uber in about 5 minutes. Far away.
Okay, fantastic. You do you, mate.
I'm only about Sofitel and Collins only take me about 10 minutes.
It's just
when you're the best player in the comp, you run your own show. So you just 100%.
And I'm just happy to be here, to be honest. Whatever happens, happens. What team has surprised us the most this year?
I
Sydney.
Think the Swans. Yeah.
Swans.
Yeah. How do we go past the Swans? Yeah.
No, Swans. Bloody good. Paps is up. Errol Gould.
Big Paps is just.
Buddy's back.
Hates a goal celebration.
Great to see Buddy.
Doesn't he? What?
Their kids though. They've been
Logan.
Yeah. Who's and Campbell, is it?
The Campbell.
Left footer off half back.
Yeah, I actually think
they got like four.
They're a chance to go 3-2-1 in the Brownlow against us.
Yeah. Unreal.
Like Goulden?
Goulden as well. Is,
and that number one, that was it Warner?
Yeah.
Even Callum Mills. Callum Mills looks like he's going in.
Oh, he gets ripped out every year. Like, he has one of the best rigs I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's pretty good. pretty good rig.
So the Swans, some good footy too. Footy is great as well. But now the Swans for me as well, they are looking very good. Now, again, I'm putting you guys on the spot, but we're going to go Premiership. If you can't pick your own team, obviously Brownlow is going to be exciting. Got a couple of Brownlow medalists, a couple of future Brownlow medalists, and a couple of should have been Brownlow medalists in the room. Coleman and Rising Star for this year. So firstly, if you can't tip your own team, because obviously we've got some teams here that are looking towards the finals, who would you think is going to be there at the Premiership end of the year?
Port Adelaide. Yeah, I reckon that they'll get rolling later in the year. They're going pretty well already.
Yeah, Port Adelaide hard to go past. I'll ride the Swans and say that they'll make a big charge. I'll go with them.
That could be like that Baby Bombers thing.
93, yeah.
I'll go with the Eagles. I reckon they look pretty dangerous in every area. And if they get Willie Rioli back for the finals.
Yeah, it's going to be
him and Flying Ryan. Look out.
Dangerous.
Yeah.
I reckon, I still think it's hard to write off like a champion team like Richmond. Like, I think they've got a few injuries at the moment, but I think as soon as you write them off, that's when they come up and bite you again. So I think they're still a sniff.
Oh, we'll say Richmond then.
Yeah. I said this early in the year, I said West Coast and Brisbane. So this, I reckon the win against Pies is going to be like the forger for the Brisbane season. So
I think we finished with four at the Gabba as well now. So,
Really?
Yeah, because they just flipped the fixture with the Pies, and we got around 21 or something, and then four in a row now at the Gabba.
Wow, Brownlow, who are we thinking, boys? This is the big one.
P. Cripps, three votes.
Cripper's getting rolling now, so yeah, I'm on the Cripps train here.
Isn't it funny what we just spoke about? Like, as soon as you write off like a champion team like Richmond, but as soon as you write like a player like that off, just
that's why I loved it last week.
He's 35-2 for you.
Yeah. All right. One thing I'd like to do at Ball Magnets, Incorporated LTB PCY, PTY, is we're obviously you guys, obviously good players, but we're better friends. So what I want to do is go around the circle to our left and tell the person what we love about them as a player and as a person. Okay. So I'm going to go first. Lucky. I love you as a person. And I love your hairline. I think it's very good and strong. I love your calves. They're nice and big.
I thought we were going more personality, but go on.
Oh, I'm getting to that.
Oh, sorry.
And I think you're a very generous person. And that's it.
Nothing about footy.
Oh, footy.
I'm in that bad a form.
No, footy. I love the way, even when they said you got tagged last week, if I hadn't had a touch in the first quarter, write me off for the game. I'm going up for a hammy. So to keep just going through, love that from you.
Appreciate it. Maddie?
I don't know if you have any for me, really.
I've got a couple. We played you twice in the preseason. Attack on the footy, second to none. Bit of a plug for Ball Magnets. On the insights, he does a tackle break one, so that'll be coming soon. So once you see that, it's incredible. If you had watched our preseason games, his tackle breaking is phenomenal. Mm. So I love that about him. As a bloke, just the nicest person you've ever met, I reckon.
I don't know about that.
But once he gets on the footy field, it changes a bit, which is good. Yeah, he's got a bit of mongrel in him. Yeah, good. Yeah, it's nice. Yeah,
got a bit of mongrel there.
Yeah. How'd I go? Is that
was beautiful. Yeah. Heartwarming.
So, well said.
Yeah, Criffa. Well, first of all, I love your big shoulders.
Thanks,
man. Yeah, you can break the tackles better than anyone. Love watching go about it. Contest the ball beast on the field. Really good guy off the field too.
He is.
Had a coffee with him up in Gold Coast last year, and just gave me some good advice and very generous with his time, and just really good guy, and doesn't think he's any better than the next bloke. So he's a good fella.
Thanks, Ralph.
This is what we do here, Dill Friends. The ball magnet.
He's a genuine ball magnet.
He is a ball magnet.
Fantasy pig.
Yeah.
If I was doing my fantasy debut first, I'm pig, then Rowley. No, then Neil, then Rowley, and then me than you.
Top five. I'm happy with top five.
Nah, if you met Tommy, generous bloke, loves a good time. You're gonna have a beer. You're having a beer with Tommy Mitchell. Yeah. Good fun. Yeah.
Dennis. Dennis the Menace. Burke just told me about that nickname.
Doesn't know when to call it. Tommy is good at the headlocks.
There's nothing wrong with that. But yeah, I love watching him play. He's clean. Some of his insights in the ball magnets app is awesome. A little backdrop set to get the handball out. Doesn't fumble. It's like all these boys. It's actually it's good to get to know everyone. We've actually met a few times in the last 3 years, and it's good to actually do some stuff together and have a bit of fun. And yeah, it'll be a good little wind up at the end of the year, I reckon.
So. Yeah, I'm looking forward to our Christmas
party.
Yeah,
it'll
be good. You better finish it off, man.
Yeah, I'll finish it off. Where do I start? I'm going to start with footy.
No, so don't.
I think you're just a combination of speed, stamina, skill, a bit of everything. We've played together since we're about, 13?
I reckon. Yeah.
And I reckon you peaked when you were probably 14. You're a star. You're a child prodigy.
The Matt Rowell of and Yarra League.
You used to wear the helmet? Yeah. Do you remember that goal celebration? I'm actually going to get the footage of it because it's from our under-15s granny.
It's the best goal that's ever been kicked. Yeah.
You kicked a goal from the boundary. Can you reenact what you did?
No, I can't.
Okay. We'll get the footage cut up.
Yeah, I've got a funny story about in the YJFL headquarters. There's a big photo up on the wall of Dill taking a specky when he was about 10 years old.
Yeah.
And he's in the clouds.
I didn't mark it, unfortunately. No.
Do you know the one I'm talking about?
I do. My screen's over on my laptop. So. That's good. I'll leave it there.
And as a person, just all around good bloke. But also you touched on rigs before, and Isaac Heaney's rig, your rig is pretty special as well, so I'm going to have to say that.
Thank you. Yeah, no, I appreciate that.
Especially upside down when it's a couple of handstands and that.
No, we don't know what you're talking about there. No idea what you're talking about.
I think me Uber's here. Been a pleasure, mate.
It's been real. It's been good. Just hasn't been real good. Best of luck for the year, my friend.
Appreciate it.
All right, fantastic. That was heartwarming. I feel a lot better about that.
Yeah.
Sometimes those exercises are good.
Yeah.
Agree?
You got any more up your sleeve?
No, that's the only one.
I like the last exercise. That was good.
You liked it?
Yeah, that was fun.
Before we go, Coleman. Is Tex Walker in?
I think he is. Oh, right. I think he's kicked 17 in three games.
He's kicked more goals this year than he did last year in the first three rounds.
I love it, eh? Like, everyone writes him off. You know what I mean? We love it. Just stick it right up everyone. Oh, yeah, man. So it's good. It's good to see. He's having fun. He looks bloody strong at the moment, eh? Like, I think the key forwards are back, though. Like, Be Harry McKay. He had 12 shots on goal and one out in the full. Well, that's 13. That's a lot of shots.
It's a lot of shots, man. Yeah. And even like going back to that week before of the key back on key four, like with Darcy Moore, they're saying he's the best defender in the comp, which he probably is. But then Harry kicks six as well, or four. Yeah. I was like, this is so weird. It's good to see. But
you can put the rivalry should probably come back, with the defenders and the forwards, which is cool. Like back in like the 80s and stuff, it was always the big rivalries, you know, Djokovic and Carey. So it'd be good if those come back.
I don't know if he's going to win the Coleman this year, but Buddy, question. If he gets to 1,000 goals, which hopefully he does maybe next year, will everyone, if there's COVID, can you run on the ground? Because
I reckon everyone's just going.
100%.
Do you reckon?
Because when he did it last time, I ran on the ground.
Yeah, so did I. Yeah.
I didn't see him.
I didn't see him.
I'm chance to go to the game, I reckon, just to run on.
That'd be so cool to
me. Because it probably won't happen again.
Nah.
And I think COVID just has to, they have to make a blanket rule for Bud for that weekend. If it is out there, we just got to get around it.
Rising star. Who we feel has got the rising star this year? I'd all my, if I was a betting man, the rail man.
Well, really, $1.01.
He
got injured, the poor fella. But I still think he can come back and have a crack. Otherwise, the Swans have about, like we said before, they got about five guys that are pretty handy. So
I like Logan McDonald.
Logan McDonald?
Yeah.
It's not often you see a key forward come in that's 18 and he's like that big.
Yeah.
And already playing.
Yeah. But he's also pretty agile as well. You see a lot of his goals, he's been turning people, you know, and snapping it. And he's got a bit of both to him.
He was leading the waffle goal kicking league last year until the last round. Right.
Yeah. And he was 17.
Yeah. So
crazy.
I think he's got a pretty good track record, the big fella. Aquinas boy too, back in WA. Yeah.
Breed him well.
Joshy Cripps, mate, he said, mate, watch out for Logan McDonald, he's onto it. Recruiter soon.
Anyone that you're sticking out to, you, young players, doesn't even riding star, just
I can't go past Matty.
Yeah, we can't.
Looking him in the eye. No. Such a good guy, good player. Just I think he's still got, I think he's still, if he gets 10 games under his belt, can still do it. So.
Yeah. And the funny thing is, which isn't funny, it's just a weird fact, is even if Raleigh gets nominated this year, he can still win it next year as well.
Is it first 3 years?
It's first 3 years you can win.
I'm so missed by that.
Yeah, because I got a nomination when I was 21 and it was like, everyone was like, this guy's way too old to be here.
I feel too old too.
Round two, yeah.
I feel too old for it already, to be honest.
No. Raleigh could be the first bloke to win the Brownlow quicker than the Rising Star, which would be weird. All right, boys, this is the big time to talk about it. We've mentioned ball magnets, but let's actually go into specifics now. What actually is Ball Magnets? It's an app for young players that want to get better. They want insights into the best players in the comp. You four, Aaron Phillips as well, will be featuring through the app. So how does it work? Basically, you download the app, you subscribe, and you have access to these videos?
Yeah, so it's on the App Store right now, actually. So Ball Magnets. And yeah, basically what it is it's training how AFL players train, really. And trying to get the edge. So every week there'll be strength and conditioning session of pretty much what we've come up with, what we do as players. Be a footy session, so you can go to the park with a mate or a group of mates and do the session. There'll be insights, which is basically us sharing our knowledge, the one percenters that sort of give you the edge. There'll be some trick challenges, so some bicycle kicks and things like that, or some stuff that's pretty fun and challenging, and just some entertaining content like this sort of stuff, like Q&As and getting to know the players, getting to know their personalities properly rather than sort of the superficial stuff you see in the media. So mix of everything, but we think people will love it.
We do. We definitely will. How do we sign up? Do you know what's the best way to go about this now?
We'll download the app. It's pretty straightforward from there on in, but... Look, I think it's going to be really, really awesome, to be honest. And I'm not being biased. I just think if I was a young kid now, some of the insights and the skill acquisitions and things like that is pretty cool. And it's a weekly thing. So everything, like Tommy said, it's a weekly thing that you nail that week, then you go on to the next. And there's also challenges and that in between. So it's a bit of fun. So you actually can challenge against your mates and keeps them engaged and... look, like I said earlier in the podcast, it's probably targeted between 12 to 20 year olds, that really age bracket that they want to get to the elite level, but anyone can do it. It's going to be challenging, but different age groups can cater for different things based on their skill level, but I think if they commit to it over the whole course of the year, I think their skill and their footy will improve hugely.
There's some good laughs on it too, like Tommy mentioned the bicycle kick. We started calling him 10 take Tommy after that because it took him
took me forever, but we'll pretend it was one take.
Yeah.
But also what Cripple was saying with the age demographic, it could be kids that are younger, it could be parents who are interested, people who are older, and also this is obviously stating the obvious, but boys and girls, like the AFLW game is huge. Erin Phillips features heavily because she's obviously in the app, but also we've got Chloe Malloy from Collingwood coming on.
She's a superstar.
She's a gun.
She's actually my favourite player. I've said this a lot, but
yeah,
she's a genuine star.
Taylor Harris and Maddie Prisparkers from Carlton. So female game, is it's going so strong, and these girls are going to be superstars of the future. And we want young females to get on the app as well and go out and play footy and just keep getting better, and we want everyone to be involved and included.
Yeah. So what do you think, really, in your opinion, you're the closest coming into the AFL now, what would you enjoy most about this being a young kid? Like, is it just having access to some of these players? Like, imagine when you were 16, 12 to 16, 17, 18, trying to get into the AFL, and you're watching your favourite players do this and you've got that access to them.
Yeah, well, that's what excited me most about the app and why I wanted to get involved. And it's because I was thinking when I was younger and I was trying to make it to the big time, it's like you would absolutely love it, and you're looking up to these players every weekend, and then you get to see what they do throughout the week, which gets them to the point where they're playing well on the weekend, and that's what young kids want to be able to see and learn off. And I think the young kids are going to love it, and just the insights in there are really good. Like, it's a lot of it's about not just the stuff that, people talk about, the cliches, that you hear just on media, normal media and stuff. It's actually pretty cool insights, body work and different kicks and things like that, and game sense. So I think it's really valuable to people, to boys and girls that want to get to the highest level as a kid, I think it'd just be awesome to have. Yeah.
So, boys, talk me through, how'd this come about? As we said earlier, we've got some big names in the game coming together with this app. Who came up with the idea? How did it work? How long has this actually taken? You mentioned March last year. Like, speaking of footy versus business outside of it, it's actually things you realise quickly that things take a lot longer to get together than they do when you first think they do going to happen.
Yeah, well, it's probably been a year process. Tommy's been the main man behind it. He came up with the idea, and he reached out to us, and we're like, that's a bloody good idea. And it was something, as soon as he said, I was like, I want to be part of that. And then straight away I went, oh, how can I help and jump on board? Also found out that Rowley, Lachie Neal and Aaron were on board as well. So that was pretty, it was just a good mix of people and players. So I thought it was a great initiative. Obviously COVID hit, it's a tough time for everyone. Realise how important it is for kids to get outdoors and get off screens and have that social interaction, but also develop a skill. So that's where I really jumped on board it. Tommy's done amazing work, done a mountain of work behind the scenes. Yeah, he's been bloody good.
Yeah, I've loved it. And we've been, you know, Tommy and I have been chatting a lot lately, and I love guys that are doing things off field, and he's been hustling very, very hard to get this under works. Mate, talk me through the app. So we sign up, we get all this content. How much is it going to cost us to get this access?
Yeah, so it's obviously, the app's live on the App Store now. So to sign up for the year, it's $120. So we've worked it out, it's about $2 a week. And for that, you obviously get your content weekly. And then obviously as we build towards the end of the year, it'll be sort of your pre-season programs, running programs. So it's just going to be an ongoing thing. So we recommend that you obviously sign up for the year, because you're going to get the pre-season programs, the running programs, how we prepare ourselves for footy season. And then there's obviously monthly options as well. So I think it's around $13 it's going to be a month. So even if you break it down to per session, it's something like $1.50 a session if you work out the touch sessions and the strength and conditioning, whereas you go to a local gym, it's $20 to get in these days. So cheapest chips. We're selling ourselves probably a bit short, but that's right. We want it to be affordable for everyone. Like, it's all about being inclusive and getting everyone involved, rather than this being just for a certain group of people. Like, get everyone in and everyone have fun together, most importantly, and enjoy the game.
I love that it's a full year thing, because I think that's actually the massive part of improvement. It comes obviously through the year, but then towards the end of the year too, that's when young players can probably get to that next level. What's going to be in the pre-season stuff? That can be like full running, weights programs.
Yeah, the lot. So obviously you've heard Cripper talk about his passion for sort of the mental skills and that side of things, which is huge. And you know, what do they say? The game's 90% above the shoulder. So we're going to build into mental skills, goal setting, diet, mindfulness, all this extra stuff that, you know, are all the 1%ers that add up to making you as a player. And then there's the core stuff, which is obviously what we're always going to be mainly focused on, which is our physical preparation, running programs, strength programs, getting your body ready to go again for the next year, because it's not like you get to the end of the year and it's a break and you wait for the next year. It's always you just keep ticking, you just got to keep going. And that's, I think, what the best players in the game do. You just keep going. It never ends. And that's what we want all aspiring footballers, whether they're at the top level or not, just to keep getting better.
And this would be, on definitely understanding, is the stuff that you guys are doing. This isn't stuff that you've just grabbed and gone, nah, we're going to chuck it in and let these guys do it. This is the stuff that you're actually learning firsthand from your AFL clubs that people don't have the access to, and bring it to the app so that, you know, people do have access to it.
Yeah, that's right. And I think us as players are always looking to get better and what we can work on. And I think that shows in this, like, it's all around the game, like in all facets of the game. So you can't go wrong if, like, you want to learn something new in your game. There's nothing on the app that we don't really have. So it's you can learn heaps from it in all facets of the game. So.
And how much are you loving that at the moment, mate? I know you're really big on your mindset stuff, but at the moment you're obviously working hard with Alex Rigby. I know he's one of your favourite men. Shout out to Riggers.
Yeah.
When you said Alex Rigby, I thought he was going to be this old guy. Didn't realise he was going to be as fit as he was.
Yeah.
You did the 24-hour bike challenge on Amazon Prime. Is that going to be on the app?
I don't think we have it on the app. Yeah, hopefully we stay, like the boys stay uninjured, because yeah, I did it when I was injured. So, yeah, it wasn't quite 24 hours, 19 hours.
19,
so,
sorry. Dewey took 24.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Dewey, that was a good effort by Dewey. We had a game that week as well, and he started a few hours before us, and just couldn't make it, the big fella, but he put in 100%.
That's all we ask on ball magnets.
I think one thing as well, Bucks, which you just touched on before, the unique thing about this is that I guess when you're a footballer, you get given opportunities, you know, to go, I say, like partner with someone or do certain things. But I think this, we're you know, coming together as owners from that entrepreneurial aspect you mentioned, like because we own it, we're so passionate about it, so that... It is, when you asked, is it us that's coming up with the content? Like, we're always getting together, like coming up with our ideas, sharing, like picking each other's brains. What can we do next? Because, we want to create the best thing. And I think it's, I don't know if it's been really done yet, where four players come from different places to join together on a business venture, but with the intention of giving back and trying to help. So yeah, hopefully it's a good concept and people enjoy it.
You're right. Not only a lot of these programs, they might be, you know, owned by a higher above and you guys are getting paid, you know, money to do it. But this is actually something that you four came together, developed, you did it all, you chose what's in the content. It's honestly a credit to yourself. I'm really excited about how it's all going to go. To finish up on it though, give me your favorite thing that the app gives that you think is the best value on the app.
Cripper did this goal. He did it. So we got trick challenges. So every week there's a competitive challenge and a trick challenge. So something's a bit of fun. He kicked this check side where he spun the ball around his body and kicked a checky from about 50. And it was one take. So there was 10 take Tommy who took about 10 or 20 takes. And he literally did it in one take. It was unbelievable.
I fluked that one. Yeah. We like that. Yeah, I was pretty pumped with it, to be honest.
We like that.
Now, the insights like of just the players, like, I actually learnt from listening to other players as well. Yeah. And like Riley said before, you're always trying to find ways to get better. Like as a player, like I watch the best players in the competition once a week or every 2 weeks, so just behind goals vision and pick up parts of their game or it's running patterns or their stoppage craft or what they do to evade and get out of traffic. Just hearing them talk about their strengths and how they do it, you, there's a reason why they're good, and it's also you keep learning little tricks off them. So I think people get a lot out of that.
Yeah, well, there's some really, really good stuff with the body work and things like that. But then there's also, we have a bit of fun as well. And, you know, there's things like, you know, we did a trick shot one where, you know, you try and handball and kick it into a bin. And, you know, as a kid, I did that, you know, out the front of my house and tried to kick it into the bin a fair bit. So I think kids will like that as well. And so those things are good too.
Bull Magnets app, like we've spoken about it, sounds unbelievable. But tell me... I need to know what is actually on it. What am I actually learning? Yeah, what are the categories?
I've got the app on my phone here right now. So obviously we've touched on the skill session per week. So that obviously involves kicking, marking, handballing, ground balls, tackling, all the skill stuff.
And how long are these sessions?
It'll be about 15 minutes.
Love it.
And with the intention of, so we want you to still, kids out there, to go to your team training session, still do that. This is what you would do on top of that. So it's a 15 session, a minute session a week, very achievable. Another 15 minute session for the strength. So very achievable stuff, just to keep getting that edge. So there's obviously that skill component. The strength stuff will involve core, glutes, leg strength, arm strength. We had Jago Miro on doing pipes the other week. That was pretty cool.
Yeah. I'm going to get the app for that.
Yeah, I knew you would. And then, yeah, I'm just scrolling through here now. So there's skill challenges. So that'll be like competitive stuff. Trick challenges, which will be more about the fun. What else we got? There's obviously the shop. You can buy your merchandise,
yes,
and your weights equipment from Iron Edge if needed as well. But and then the insights, which will cover, you know, the more in-depth stuff. So your stuff like body work, which Riley mentioned, reaction times, game awareness, stoppage craft, goal kicking, all the, you know, stuff that's on top of the skills like kicking and handballing, the deeper stuff, which makes good players great.
Love it. I love that, because you said it's on top of training now. This is something that I wish I did a bit more of in my footy career, all seriousness. But how much training, okay, you walk off the track as a junior and at your at now, Crip, I've worked with you, so I know what you do. But how much extra work are you guys doing after training by yourselves?
Yeah, you do a fair bit. I do a lot of extra touch work and body work stuff as well, usually after training. And a lot of grambles, things like that. I kind of think of, I try and work on my strengths a lot after training. So they're always at their best. So I think you just got to keep honing in on that. So I do a fair bit of that after sessions.
Drip.
Yeah, I'm the same. I always focus more on my strengths. That's what makes you good. So I do a lot of like touch things, and I always say like you're one wood. So I try and do a fair bit of stoppage craft, a lot of marking, and goal kicking. That's one thing I focus a fair bit of time on now. Then the other thing I try and do is actually do stuff with people I'm playing with, just build that chemistry. It's Walshy, Ed Kerno, Zachy Wooms now. And the more you learn to play with people, the better you get. And just like, yeah, if you do it with people, you're gonna get more enjoyment out of it. So I usually try and do it with people I'm playing in and around the game with.
Like it.
Yeah, I used to have actually a bit of a checklist, which I used to sort of tick off. But now I'm not as structured now, but I like to, similar to Cripper, you're playing to your strengths. So mine's always doing more ball handling and touch. In terms of recovery, like to see Mark McGrath, who is Juddy's man. So I see him a few times a week for a few hours. What else? I like to check in with the psych just from a mental point of view, even if there's not much going on, just to clear your head. I find that really beneficial for my footy. What else? Bit of extra kicking when you can after training. So just little bits here and there, a bit of Pilates, just whatever you can do, really. I think just always do something. I think that's the key to it.
100%. I think from my journey, looking at the best players I've played with, they're always doing work after training to get better at what they want. And as Cripper said, it's that one wood. So if you're a young player out there, young man, young woman out there trying to get better, I would love you to get this out, because you can add on after training, do your 15 minutes each week, and imagine the skills you can learn from it. So very exciting, boys. I'm very proud of you. I think it's going to be awesome. And can't wait to do it. So everyone that's tuned in, make sure you support it and download it. The links are going to be in the show notes. They're going to be on the website, on the Instagram as well. So you'll definitely be able to find the app. And if you can't, you go to the App Store, search Ball Magnets. Is it on Androids as well?
Yeah, it's on both.
Cool.
Yeah.
We don't discriminate here.
Inclusive.
We all know people with Androids. They're a bit weird, but yeah, we don't. It's fine. You can still download the app. Which is good, mate. You were mentioning merch.
We got merch.
I love merch.
Well, you're decked out. Got a signed jersey.
I am. I've got a signed jersey. Is this for me, or are we doing a giveaway?
Well, it was gonna be for a giveaway. For me. Yeah, it's a bit awkward, isn't it?
No, we're gonna do a giveaway as well. So stay tuned this week on Dylan Friends and Ball Magnets. We're gonna do a bit of a giveaway.
Yep.
For the jumper, and I'll chuck in some merch too. So
yeah.
Very exciting times for that. So, yes, head to Ball Magnets. Boys, thank you so much for coming in. Any last words that you've got?
Thanks, I like this thing where you go around the circle and tell each other what you love about each other.
Again?
That was a highlight.
All good.
That's been real.
Yeah. Thanks for having us on.
Cripper's on.
It's actually been real good. I really enjoyed it, bugger.
You came to go again?
Yeah, four times.
Boys, well done. Chat to you soon.
Thanks, Bucks.
Thanks, too.
If that wasn't enough for you and you want even more, you're in luck. Dylan Friends is now on Patreon. Dylan Best Friends. If you'd like to learn more, you can head to patreon.com/Dylan Friends, or you can head to the link in the show notes. Thanks for listening to the Dylan Friends podcast. If you liked the show, it'd be a massive help if you could like, follow, rate, leave a review, or even share with your friends. The show is produced by myself and Sam Bonza. Damon Jackman from Creative Edge Films is responsible for audio and visual production. The show is recorded at the Dylan Friends Studio in Melbourne, Australia. If you'd like to get in touch or suggest a guest or advertise with the Dylan Friends podcast, please email us at inquiries@dylanfriends.com. Thanks so much for tuning in.